Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. A lot of questions are being debated in this town, and often the right side of the issue is not so obvious. Well, in the next few weeks, Congress will be debating and voting on approval of CAFTA, a trade agreement between the Central American countries and the Dominican Republic. In this case, at least from agriculture's point of view, as Illinois Farm Bureau President Phil Nelson put it, it's a no-brainer. According to Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns, with an agreement, we are likely to double U.S. exports to those countries. I'm already sold, but there is more. Yes, our exports would double from $1.6 billion to over $3 billion. And keep in mind, the CAFTA countries already have 99% free access to our market as a result of the Caribbean Basin Initiative passed years ago. So they already can sell to us. It's only fair that we should be able to sell to them. But unless we get this agreement passed, corn will continue to experience duties as high as 35%, soybeans as high as 20%, beef, pork, cotton, all being hit by duties. The overwhelming advantage of this agreement to American farmers and ranchers is obvious. And you ask, if it's so obvious, where is the opposition coming from? Well, you won't be surprised to find the usual whining suspects. Labor unions are always fighting trade deals, and don't expect any help from the environmentalists either. Unfortunately, the agreement faces a challenge from some of our own, the sugar growers. They should be realistic. The fact is, the agreement allows only a tiny increase in sugar imports. And I said tiny. 1 teaspoon per week per person. 1 teaspoon! That's less than 1.2% of total U.S. sugar consumption. So I ask, how much protection do they expect? As farmers and ranchers, we export almost 30% of our production. We don't have any choice but to open up markets and negotiate trade deals. According to the Wall Street Journal, the big winner under CAFTA would be U.S. agriculture. So let's get it done. Till next week, I am John Block from Washington.